Have you been suffering with depression and irritability? Have you been losing sleep, tossing and turning, and feeling restless during the day? Do you feel anger and hostility as a reaction to seeing people not wearing masks? Learning a person is not vaccinated. Learning someone will not be voting. Hearing people are agreeing with Ye's alleged anti-Semitic remarks? Do you feel peace and comfort in knowing LGBT rights are enforced? Abortion rights are enforced? But cringe at the idea of legislative change and reparations for the people of the transatlantic slave trade? You may be suffering from Stockholm Syndrome.
Yahuwah can help. Yah can be taken scripturally by young children and adults, with or without food, once or multiple times a day. You cannot overdose on Yah. Serious side effects might be peace, joy, long-suffering, having your sanity questioned, family and friends turning against you, being negatively labeled by the world, finding salvation from the world. Contact someone about Yah, the number one prescribed for Stockholm Syndrome.
They got to get rid of that Stockholm Syndrome. Goodness gracious. It's like we walking amongst the living dead out here. Hey, peace and blessings to the chat. I see brothers and sisters rolling in. Wise words in the building, Terrence Green. Designs, I see you. Proverbs P. Real life with Nate. I see y'all. You know, brothers and sisters, it's been a lot of spiritual warfare going on for the chosen and the elected. We've been dealing with these damn astro people, these damn shadow demons and shadow people, archons, witches, warlocks, gang stalkers, perps, agents, sickos, weirdos. We've been dealing with them all. A lot of individuals are not really aware of some of the entities and forces that we actually go against. A lot of us are battling daily. There's a lot of monitoring spirits. It's a lot of individuals casting spells out here. We are in a warfare. And I don't say this so anybody can be afraid, because all principalities and wickedness is subject to his name. The reason why I make videos like this is to make you aware, so you can put on a full armor and know exactly what you fighting against, and you are prepared to go into battle, because it gets real. And we got to make sure we tapped in and understand what's going on. Nothing here is relative. Ephesians tell us we battle not against flesh and blood, but wickedness and principalities. We dealing with deep, deep esoteric practices that's being conducted by our adversaries. And they're constantly working against the chosen. So, you know, it is what it is. Now, I want to talk a little bit about these shadow people. Where do I get this term shadow people? Some of you all may have seen some of these documentaries on this spiritual phenomenon that takes place where people, they can see shadows moving around their homes. A lot of these individuals go through sleep paralysis where they felt like they're being held down and they can't move. They can't scream. They can't yell out for help. And these entities are moving around the room. They look like shadows. Some of them are tall and slender. They have a specific build. I gotta tell you, brothers and sisters, where those entities derive from, so you can be prepared to fight these things. Because I'm gonna tell you like this. Let me put this out here. In the future, there's going to be a lot more unexplained deaths. I'm talking about just real phenomena taking place where people are perfectly healthy and they haven't been inseminated with anything. They haven't. I'm talking about people who have organic vegetarian diets, people who you would think is healthy people. And this has already been happening. But you're going to see a lot more of it, a lot more paranormal activity, a lot of people giving up the ghost. And it's just pretty much unexplained. The autopsy reports won't tell you how these people passed. You won't understand it. Listen, from a physiology standpoint, they won't be able to point to what took these people out. And this is the reason why we got to be careful what we're doing. We got to be careful what we subject ourselves to. These entities and forces are very real. And that's why 1 Peter 5:8 says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion walketh about seeking whom he may devour. You got to be careful out here. You got to be careful what people may slip in your drink. You got to be careful what people may put in your food. Listen, the witches are working overtime. The wizards and warlocks, they're working overtime. And you got to be on point and game tight, because it can be a potential perp trying to gain some point of entry into your very soul in order to let something in. And you got to be prayed up and you got to be in these scriptures. Now, I want to play this video, Fair Use. Federal law allows citizens to redistribute portions of copywritten material for the purposes of teaching, edification, commentary, parody, and so forth. And this particular video I'm playing will be sped up just slightly. So it's altered, and this content is transformative in nature. This is commentary reaction. Now I want to talk a little bit about these shadow people. Take a look at this video.
Now here he is, Charlie Crow on your radio.
Let's open up the phone lines and hear what's on your mind. First caller, you're on the air.
My name's Jeff.
Mm-hmm. Jeff, what's on your mind?
I'm seeing things.
What kind of things?
It says based on the true phenomena, which it is. These shadow people come from the archons. Some may ask, what is an archon? Archons are mentioned in the Bible. It actually has the Strong's Concordance number is 758. Archons, pronounced archons. It's a principle of power, rank, chief, ruler, magistrate. But when it's often mentioned, it's talking about spiritual entities and things of that nature. But these entities have been relegated to celestial bodies that are forced to roam around and try to possess people. They need meat suits. They're looking for the soulless skinwalkers. Anyway, let us continue.
Shadows of people who aren't really there.
So let's just put their gun down and so we can talk.
Details are very sketchy at this point.
It's the third mysterious death in 3 weeks.
Mr. Crow?
Yeah.
I'm here investigating a local death.
This is predictive programming. Y'all got to understand, with all the CERN program opening portals, cracking gates of hell open, and all that's going on, they're telling you in this movie that there's going to be unexplained deaths, and it's going to be because of these shadow beings. Listen, when there's a lot of sin going on in the land, when people are basically using each other just for sex, when the whole entire world is on some type of psychotropics and drugs, when children are rising up against their parents, when brothers are hating brothers and black men are hating other black men, and family is destroying each other and betraying each other and stabbing each other in the back. What do you think is going to happen? All hell is going to open loose. Now the demons are able to roam. Now the demons are able to actually start to take people out in plain sight. You won't see them hiding. It will be spirits and entities that you empaths can see physically. Some of them will be on top of buildings. Some of them will be large creatures that you can only see because you're an empath and you can see certain things. I'm telling you right now, they can keep on playing with the spirit realm. All of these women out here playing with the tarot cards, playing with the Ouija boards, playing with the crystals, while they're doing all of these things, the underworld have enlarged herself. It enlarged itself to the point you're going to see certain entities roaming, being able to just snatch souls. Real talk. The shadow people.
The victims reported hallucinations, sleep paralysis.
You hear that? Sleep paralysis. You see that right there? That scene right there, let's not act like some of us has not been through that. Let's not act like some of us haven't seen those shadow people undergoing sleep paralysis. This is very real, but I don't think people understand how dangerous these entities are and what they're capable of doing. Listen, the scriptures tell us, and we're going to go to the book of Luke. We're going to go to Luke. Now, let me pull this scripture up. No, this is not Luke. This is Jude. Jude 1 and 6. And the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he have reserved in everlasting chains of darkness until the judgment of the great day. Now, as you can see, these angels, they changed their natural estate from which they once were. And this is because they came down and dealt with the women. But he's bounded these angels in everlasting chains. But what's walking this earth is the offspring of these entities. So you're seeing these offspring who's been relegated to being celestial beings who need mortal bodies. That's what's rolling around. Those of the shadow people. When you watching too much pornography and you sitting there worshiping a woman's body all day, every day, fellas. And you try to go to sleep at night and you feel like somebody's watching you. Those are the archons and the shadow people. They know that you're not purified at the moment. I'm telling you, you got to guard your spirit. You got to guide the gates of your soul. And there's a lot of these beings, and we're going to talk more about them. Look at this, is very real how this happens. These movies is telling you something.
What these people are seeing is real.
This is a hoax.
I'm not crazy. Every culture documents this. The shadow that comes to steal your soul.
The shadow that comes to steal your soul. Y'all know the boatman. Y'all know about this entity. Some of you saw it when you were children. Some of you all suffered from this entity and force because of somebody you were dealing with. Somebody that you knew wasn't right for your life. And they brung negative energy around you. They brung the spirit of you feeling unsettled every time they would leave. When they would come in your home and they would leave, something would be left there. Something that was with them is now in your house. I know some of y'all know what I'm talking about. Somebody leave your home and it feels like they left an energy or a force with them and it's still in your home and you can't get rid of it. That energy there, they may be been a host of one of these individuals, one of these shadow people. And you know, the scriptures say that when one of these spirits leave, they come back with seven spirits even more stronger when they find that you cleaned up. And this is why it's important that you don't continue going back to your old ways. It's important that you pray to the Almighty for deliverance. It's very important that you build with brothers and sisters who are like-minded, where you can confess your sins. See, Satan don't want you to be able to confess your sins. He wants you to be in shame. He don't want you to get that chip off your shoulder. He wants you to carry the weight, and he wants you to feel alone so he can attack you. That's why them scriptures say confess your sins one to another. You need people you can talk to. Admit that you need help, or the archons will attack. The shadow people will attack. You're not meant to have to face these entities alone. Iron sharpens iron. And this is why we have this community over here, so we can build. Don't act like you got it all together. Listen to these messages and pray to the Almighty that he delivers you and protect you from these entities and forces that rise up against you when you're trying to sleep, when you're trying to elevate in life, when you're trying to do the right thing, because these shadow beings don't always attack when you're living in sin. Sometimes they come when you're doing the right thing. When the Freemasons in your family, the Eastern Stars, the witches, the warlocks, when they begin to cast their spells, all of a sudden these entities are showing up and you're getting anxiety and fear and you don't know where it's coming from. You know what? You got to call on the Most High. Real talk. Let us continue.
It's like a
purse.
Two cases like this, 2 days apart.
The numbers keep growing.
A healthy student taken out. And this is the type of things that we're going to see. Healthy people leaving this planet, and nobody's going to know why. What happened to them? That's how it's going to be, because the world makes these entities stronger, because you're creating hell on earth through the fornication, the lasciviousness, the wickedness, the perversion. Men becoming lovers of pleasure more than lovers of the Most High. Women being scantily clad. Women selling their bodies. Freak Nick all over on the internet right now. So the demons are having a field day. And that's what's taking place right now. And let me tell you something about these archons and shadow people. They refer to themselves as them and they. Yeah, that's right. Them and they. Sort of like people who are of the alternative. Yeah. There's a reason why those people like being called them and they. In the scriptures, that's what the demons were referred to as. Them, they, we, us. Never giving themselves a type of gender or any of that. I'm telling you, there's a reason behind that. Who do you think is operating in these individuals? Did you know Washington State passed SB 5599, which allows the state to legally take children away from their parents if they don't consent to their child's gender transition surgeries? All of the Democrats voted yes. The Republicans voted no. So the liberals, the liberated ones who like to push they, them, those, we, us, don't want, you know, the gender neutrality. They don't want genders. These are individuals who are on that side as well. So imagine we're living in a world where if a teacher gets a hold of your child and ask your little boy, are you a girl or a boy? Do you want to be a girl or do you want to be a boy? And that little boy is confused by that question. And the parents are notified. And the parents nip that in the bud early. Social services can be called. These are the shadow people and archons operating through these people to turn them into them and they. They want to take your natural born gender away and make you a them and they. Because that's how the shadow people are. They're relegated not to being a person. So they like, this is how they move. Real talk. Let us continue.
Can't get away from them.
Speak of the devil and he don't appear.
It's your thoughts. When you think about them, that's how they find you.
Shadow people know when you think of them, and then they come for us. How do you stop yourself from thinking about something?
Shadow people are very, very real. Somebody said the movie Us goes hand in hand with this message. Real talk. That is real talk right there. The scriptures in Ephesians 6 and 11 says, put on the whole armor of the Most High, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. The devil got a whole lot of little tricks. He got a whole lot of little traps. He got ways of setting up people in your life that are host of these individuals, of these entities and these spirits. You got to be very careful out here. There's an updated version of this movie, and I want to play that particular. I want to play that particular trailer. There's a 2021 update of this. Fair use.
Getting high and playing video.
Now, how many of you brothers and sisters have laid in your bed and you felt like something was watching you? You felt unease. You felt unsettled. Now, y'all will be liars and a half if y'all telling me none of y'all ever felt this. Because, you know, they like to make it seem like we just some crackpots and lunatics over here, and we don't know what's going on in the world. I want y'all to keep it real with me right now. How many of y'all have ever felt exactly what was just depicted on that screen? Yep, I see some people keeping it real, keeping it 1,000. That's what's up. Because here's the thing. You're living in a world where it's spinning on a broken axis. It's wickedness. It's a lot going on. So in order to address these type of issues, in order to, you know, nip these things in the bud, you gotta face them head on. You gotta face them head on. Anytime you feel like this, I'm telling y'all, brothers and sisters, right now, don't try to be comfortable with what's going on. What you do immediately is you call on the Almighty. And you rebuke that spirit that's there, because that's not your mind playing tricks on you. Something is there. And we got to be warriors in a spiritual realm. We got to fight these entities, because what happens is if you let them get comfortable, they'll get nestled in right in that bed with you. That's right. The succubus and the incubus spirit, they're going to get nestled right on with you. Why? Because you didn't rebuke them. Now they're trying to make permanent residence in your home. Why? Because you're not fighting against the entities. Pay attention to the people in your life. Some of them are witches and warlocks. Some of them are dabbling into all kind of things. I'm telling you right now, you have to fight these entities. We are in war as people. Peep this.
Video.
Okay. You see that fear in his body? You see how he just got afraid? He not rebuking him. He's not going against him. He's not bringing his sword out. He's not in no control. He's not commanding this entity and spirit to leave. See, some of us, we lost our spiritual insight to the point where when stuff like this happen in our homes, what do? We just think we tripping. Some of us roll right over and go to sleep and, you know, it is what it is. And that spirit would inch its way in there. It would try time and time again, day in and day out, to get in your life. And as you get more comfortable, finally, when your guard is totally down, guess what? You never hear them anymore because they're in you. When you look in the mirror, they're there. They're standing right with you. Yeah, they're right in you. You're not afraid of them no more because you embraced them. You invited them in. So this is one of those things where we got to be bold in these days. Fellas, you got to put away the pornography. Fellas, certain dating apps. Fellas, ladies, you got to put away the tarot cards. You got to put away the psychic readings. You got to put these things away. You got to get the crystals out of your home, the manifestation journals. You got to stop doing yoni steams because that's an archon. Yoni was a deity. She was one of they thems. You know, that's the entity, the Middle Eastern entity with the tongue sticking out her mouth. That's why you see all the ladies with their tongue sticking out in these pictures. You got to understand there's 7 different variations of archons that rule. And some of them come in the form of leadership who feel they can have authority over you. The Gnostic beliefs is that some of these archons were planetary rulers and archangels that rebelled against the Father. And there's people that you may be around who carry these things. Yeah, Yoni and you ladies playing with all of these cards, you gotta stop it. It's fallen angels that you playing with. You're going to put your children in danger. It's the spirit Kali the Destroyer, the fallen angel, the Yoni steam. When you crumble in those herbs, you're doing a ritual and it's going into your body. Ladies, when you play with your rose toy, because I'm going there. When you playing with that rose toy, you know, Kissed by a Rose from Seal. Oh, that rose represents something. That rose is a gift from Satan. There's a reason why they hand you a single rose. That's a ritual too in itself. But it's ruining your insides. All the lawsuits that went out against the rose toy for what? Putting radiation through women. Real talk. Once it get to that point right there, after all of that unsolicited masturbation you doing with the toys and you fellas with the lotion and the porn, and after you keep doing all that unsolicited masturbation you doing, this what you're going to be faced with. A Rosicrucian demon standing about 10 feet tall, standing over your bed, ready to take over your spirit. I'm telling you, because you let it get too close. And you know, if you think I'm being vulgar or whatever the case may be, I'm really just being direct. I'm being direct at this point because we're all fighting these battles. Some of us got different battles, but we're fighting some sort of battle. Everybody is, because it's a lot going on in this world. Even those who are not caught up in certain habits, they have battles as well. We all do. We got to conquer the lust spirit. We got to conquer the spirit of vanity. The idolatry is big. A lot of brothers and sisters are dealing with idolatry. It's certain items in your home that allow these entities in as well. These malevolent evil spirits come through some of the things you bring in your home. Got to be careful.
Nothing scary now, huh, stupid bitch?
That's how you got to do them with them scriptures. That's how you got to do them. See, I didn't expect that ending, right? You didn't expect that ending, but that's how you got to do them with them scriptures. It's very necessary. We can't be playing with these demons. And see, that was a figurative what he did. Because if you don't stand up to him, man, you're going to get drugged. If you get comfortable with the spirits, you're going to get drugged. Of course, that's a carnal weapon. We understand. But what I'm saying is, figuratively, you have to deal with those spirits just like that. You, soon as you know they raising up against you, use your weapons. Listen, the Messiah says, I give you power to tread over scorpions, serpents, and all manners of evil. Let me tell you something. You think these witches don't want to take out the chosen ones? You think they don't want you to become self-destructive? You think they don't want you to become reprobates and be struck with madness? That's their goal. It's people out here who plot on the righteous. They want you to be struck with madness. They don't want you to be able to think clearly or anything. They don't want you to earn a living. They don't want you to make money, nothing. And these entities are operating everywhere. Telling you right now. Matthew chapter 12. And we're going to start in 43. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places seeking rest and findeth none. So these shadow people, they walk around famished. These entities and forces, they move around trying to find some rest, because if they're not in a host, they cannot rest. Verse 44 says, then he said, I will return into my home from whence I came out. And when he is come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished. So this spirit is saying, you know, I'm just going to leave. But I want to go back to the place I came, because I never wanted to leave. While they were cleaning their life up, while they were getting together, you know, I was trying to find more bodies to jump in. And this person cleaned up house. He kept it spotless in there. He's no longer doing the things he was doing. He's on the right track. So what do these shadow people do? What do these spirits do after that? Verse 45. Then goeth he and taketh with himself seven other spirits more wicked than himself. And they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. Even so shall it be also unto this wicked generation. Wow. So through the generations, our people have gotten worse and worse and worse. Through the generations, people have gotten worse. Why? Because they cleaned up. They got themselves together, but they went back and they fell hard the second time. This is why it's important, once you deliver from something, once it's something you're not doing no more, you got to stand clear away from anybody who's going to push you into that sin. Anybody who is, you know, doing wickedness, something that you have a desire to do, there's a certain allure to it. Some of you brothers, it was the streets. It was a certain allure to the streets, and there's certain people making money, and you want to get back into the grit and the grind, and they're trying to pull you back in. You don't understand that next time you get in them streets, it's going to be worse, because you don't realize that you escaped with your life and you walked a fine line just to get out of the streets. You don't even realize that you playing these street games and trying to get back into that life. You don't even realize that it's going to be worse this time for you. And now you ain't going to make it out. That's how the spiritual realm works. We can't keep playing games, and because we escape with our lives and get another chance, that we just continue in sin that grace may abound. We continue doing the same thing because the Lord protected us and he got us out of certain situations, and we looked at it like, okay, I'm untouchable. Don't you know that's what Satan wants you to think? He wants you to believe you are untouchable. He wants you to believe, hey, I'm a chosen one, so ain't nothing going to happen to me. God is on my side. Yeah, that's true, but you can't play with the Most High. He is not somebody you need to play with, because he'll send the evil spirit at you. Oh, you think the Most High don't send evil spirits? Let me pull these scriptures up. I got a scripture I want to share with y'all. Spirit moving. Because I don't think people know. The Bible tells us. In Isaiah 45:7. It says, I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all things. I, the Lord, do all things. So if he created good and evil, you should have a fear for what he could do to you. Listen, let me tell you something. Let me put it like this. The Most High and Satan, they talk about your soul. Yeah. They talk about your death date. They talk about an agreement on when you're going to leave this planet. But the Most High has the overall say. Yeah. The Most High has the overall say of what happened. But Satan, he gets access to tempt. He gets access to test your spirit. Satan is just used as an entity that tests you. So there has to be an agreement made by the Most High to say, okay, you know, we can agree on this day that this person leaves this earth based on whatever variables they discuss. Yeah, because Satan, he showed you time and time again, he had to go to the Most High for permission to do certain things. This is why you got to stop playing games with the devil, thinking that the Illuminati and Freemasons and all of this is the way to go. Are you sellouts? Are you coons out there? Are you Boule members out there? You got to stop acting like Satan is the way to go, because the Most High got control over all of that. So the Most High and Satan will be talking about when you leave this planet. And Satan would always go to the Most High. Like he wanted to tempt Job. He wanted to take things from Job. He wanted to do things to Job. But he had to go to the Most High and get what? Get permission. The Most High is powerful. You should fear the Almighty. You think you're getting away with evil. You think you're getting away with certain things. But the Most High, he's doing a tally. And he's having discussions with Satan and saying, hey, you right. He ain't listening to me. She ain't listening to me. Job was a real one. Strode was a real one. But that's how it is. They're going to be like, hey, the Most High going to be fighting for you. Christ going to be going to the heavens. The angels going to be going to the heavens, fighting for you and vouching for you. But no, the word of God was just a joke to you. The people who were speaking, it was a joke to you. And you kept on going back. And they tried to fight on your behalf like a lawyer. They were holding court in the heavens for you. But you allowed that serpent and that slimy little beast to keep pushing you to a sin. This is why you see certain people, right? You see certain people that don't have no control over themselves. They'll say, I ain't gonna do this no more. I ain't gonna do that no more. But they just keep doing the same thing like they in a loop. And it's like, who are they trying to convince? Are they trying to convince themselves? Or are they trying to convince themselves that they still have control? Or are they talking to the they and the them? Somebody said that little sick, nasty serpent, right? Somebody said one-tenth people said sold their soul on purpose. True. Joshua 23:7. That ye come not among these nations, these that remain among you, neither make mention of the name of their gods, nor cause to swear by them, neither serve them, nor bow yourselves unto them. Exactly. The Most High told you not to bow to these idol gods, these lesser gods. Let me tell you something about these lesser gods. These lesser gods are going to all go to the lake of fire after their purpose is served. And when I say lesser gods, I'm talking about everything that derives from the Creator. They're lesser gods. You're worshiping the creation, but not the Creator himself. And he only made them to serve a purpose. Now, I hope I'm not going too far over y'all heads. Y'all probably like, yo, Breed is really on one tonight. I don't want to confuse you with my message. But I'm speaking something that a lot of people may understand and may not. Okay, so people saying, no, I'm good. Okay, long as y'all understand where I'm coming from, because sometimes I can be difficult to understand when I'm saying certain things. But I forgot I'm in a room with the chosen ones. I'm with my people right now. So y'all not, you know, y'all not into the world that much where you don't understand. So Colossians 2:8 says, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the traditions of men, after the rudiments of this world, and not after Christ. See, the rudiments of this world is one of those things that got people in a trance. A lot of people ain't testing the spirit of their pastors, their preachers, their bishops. They not testing the spirits of their so-called leadership, and they're being spoiled. And through these traditions, they're being taken over. 1 Timothy 4:1 says, now the Spirit speaketh expressively that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Now, in these times, the spirits are speaking expressively. And there's a lot of individuals out here who are speaking a word that wasn't given from the Most High. And a lot of these individuals are causing a lot of anguish and torment. They're exercising demons in a satanic way to confuse their congregations. And what I mean by that is even Satan has the ability to exercise a demon. Why? Because these pastors and preachers be making agreements with the dark realm. They be having covenants and bonds with the shadow people. They be operating with them. This is why you see a lot of the audience in these churches sitting there stuck on still, can't move, can't think, like they're in some type, under some type of hypnosis. A lot of these people are practitioners of the craft. And right now, a lot of people are going to realize just how evil these individuals are. They're going to come full-fledged right out. Yep. Somebody said, I would recommend the book of Enoch and Revelations for this subject. Great stream. Right, those are decent books. You know, some people believe that those books are non-canonical. But, you know, you can gain something, a little something from everywhere. Galatians 5 and 19 says, now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, and lasciviousness. See, this is what the archons and the demons want to do. This is what they want to manifest in you. You know that you've been inhabited by one of these things if this is what you're doing. Now, the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresy, envying, murders, drunkenness, reviling, and such like of this which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of Yah. When these things are made manifest in the flesh, it's because you allowed those entities to get too close. Some of these things are happening just because you chose to be friends with somebody who carry all of these traits. And when it manifests in the physical, it first started in the spiritual. Yeah, Derek, you're right. You notice how these sororities call themselves archons. That's exactly what they are. You got to utilize your intuition these days. You got to realize and recognize when you're around a person who's not right. You got to look out for the proud, the boastful, the arrogance in people. People who have deceived themselves. People who believe their own lies. People who've lost control. People who are fearful and lack courage. And every time something airs on the news, they running around afraid of what was shown. You got to be careful of those people. You got to protect your energy. Your energy is more valuable than anything. You cannot subject yourself to people who continually open wounds in your life. You cannot be around people who are self-righteous. You cannot be around people who gaslight. You cannot allow people to pull at your heartstrings and get over on you anymore, brothers and sisters, because they are operating in the shadow realm. They want to take you out. They don't want to see you prosper. They show up in the most inopportune moments. Be careful of those who utilize flattery. Oh yeah. Satan loves to use flattery. Some of y'all let y'all's guards down off of compliments. Don't even know you dealing with a shadow being. You dealing with an archon. You dealing with spiritual warfare. And they're just trying to get in. You got to command Satan to depart out of your life. If it's something you battling with, do not lie to yourselves, brothers, sisters. Do not lie to yourselves. If you have a problem, call out to the Creator. Find someone you can trust, but be careful. And when you find someone you can trust, confess within reason, within discretion. Get the weight off of your shoulders. The spirits want you to be alone. They want you to feel like you have no one in the world. It does not matter what you've been through in your past. The Bible says cast down all imaginations. Don't allow the demons to lie to you and say that you're unworthy. Chosen ones, you've been through everything. Some of you brothers were fatherless children. Some of you sisters, fatherless children. Some of you all were victims of ritual abuse. Some of you all were molested as children. Some of you all were abused. Some of you all were beat. Some of you all were bullied. Some of you all grew up poor with nothing. And you're still here. Don't let them devils tell you that you're unworthy. Cast down all imaginations. It doesn't matter what you've done. Some of y'all made mistakes because you were misguided. You were abandoned and then misguided. Satan don't want to see you make it out of this delusion. He wants you to feel unworthy. He wants you to feel like the Almighty can't possibly use me. All you brothers out there, Satan wants you to believe you have to rely on the next man to find a position in this world when Christ is your head. Christ is your head. You men are supposed to be leading your families by Christ as your example. We cannot be grown men and allowing other men to hoard our souls. We must all rise to the occasion. We must confess. We must beware of the marine spirits and the water spirits. We got to understand that every time we walk out of our doors, there's a spiritual war taking place. And outside of our homes is a battlefield. You have to teach your children that outside the confines of these walls, the world can be unforgiving and hateful. And you got to go out with the full armor of the Most High. You got to let them know about the unseen war. You got to teach them how to be fearless. Don't fall for the false doctrines. Don't fall for these witches online telling you ladies that you got a kingdom spouse on the way. Ladies, these women don't want you to understand that you got to change your ways. You got to humble yourself and prepare to be submissive for a husband. They want you to believe that there's some kingdom spouse out there and none of it is biblical. They're actually dealing with marine spirits. They're actually dealing with necromancy, fortune telling, telling you how to operate in manifestation. without telling you the work that it's going to take for you to be a wife. These women are liars online telling you ladies that. All of us have work to do on ourselves. You can't think there's a person for you that's just out there. These people are dealing with familiar spirits. The shadow beings are very real. The shadow people are real. I'm going to speak personally for a moment in my run-ins with these people, because I'm going to be straight up candid with y'all, because I can't speak about these things and act as if I never experienced these things. There were times where I didn't think I was going to make it. There were times where these shadow beings came in and they actually plagued me with sickness. Right before coming down with a major flu, a major cold, guess what? Those beings was right there. Why? Because I did something that was disobedient to the commander in chief, the Most High, and I already have witches and warlocks working overtime to try to stop progress. So somehow, some way, in my activity, I open a door for something. And it can cost me my life. Listen, the more responsibility the Most High give you, I'm going to tell you just like this. The more responsibility he give you, the more he trusts you with, the more obedient you got to be. The more obedient you got to be. Because he can make it so you're no longer any good. I'm telling you right now, a lot of people on social media, they want limelight. A lot of people on social media, they just want to be famous. Not realizing that fame comes with a cost. It comes with a price. And the archons love to deal with people who are quote unquote famous. How many famous social media personalities have we seen who are highly spiritual people? I may not necessarily agree with their etymology or ideology, but they were highly spiritual people who have went into a train wreck, who spin out of control. Why do you think that happens? Why do you think these highly revered, respected spiritual leaders, they all fall? Why do you think that happens? Because they didn't know how to deal with the shadow people. They didn't know how to deal with the archons. They were too busy trying to get crystals and get different, burn sage and pray to the luminaries and get into astrology and all of that. But they didn't realize where the power was at. They didn't realize how to stop these entities. They didn't realize how to bounce back. Because like I said, personally, there's been times that I was under spiritual attack, but I bounced back. It's a war. Sometimes you may lose a battle, but every day you breathing, you got another chance to win the war. The answer is the Messiah. The answer is the Bible. The answer is the laws, statutes, and commandments. The answer is the fear of the Almighty. The answer is obedience. The answer is bowing to something greater than yourself. See, a lot of these men who rose to prominence, they looked at themselves as the Almighty. And yes, we are gods. We're not the Most High God. We are gods in a sense of we can reduplicate ourselves. We can have children. We can create. We are creators like the Almighty. We're not the Most High. That's the part that they didn't understand. So since they thought they were God, they became archons. They became the same deities that rebelled against the Most High. We're made in the image of the Most High, just like we can make children in our image. So these individuals who fell from grace, which I'm not saying any names and I'm not throwing anybody out there. Some of the people are still around and they may come back after they learn certain lessons in life. But what I am saying is highly spiritual people, we have the biggest war against these entities. We have the biggest war. And certain people, they didn't know how to fight that battle because, you know, if you believe you are the creator, you're just going to go exactly where he sent the shadow peoples. And this is why people losing their minds out here. We all have a day of reckoning. We all have a day that we will be judged. There will be a record for each and every soul on this planet. The question is, where will you be headed when this is all said and done? Ladies, brothers, we got to think about the life that's here after this. We got to be repentant and live a lifestyle that seeks of repentance. The spirits are very real. I want to leave y'all with a scripture. I want to leave y'all with something. First John 5:18. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not. We are born of the Most High. We sinneth not. We have to stop the sin. But he that is begotten of God keepeth himself. We preserve ourselves. And the wicked one can't even touch us. That's the part you want to get to. You want to get to the point where the wicked cannot even touch you. The only way of doing that is building yourself up. And I mean that in the sense of, brothers, whatever habit it is that's been plaguing you, take things one day at a time. Pray fervently day in and day out. Whatever it is that's pressing on your spirit, brothers, it don't matter what it is. Every day that goes by, thank the Most High that you didn't fall back into that way, that you didn't go backwards. Ladies, don't be capricious. Don't have wandering eyes. Don't want everything you see. Ladies, don't fall for the idolatry. Don't fall for the fake sisterhoods. You really gotta be careful, ladies. You should have learned from Shanquella Robinson. There's a lot of fake femininity. There's a lot of backstabbing, betraying energy going on with a lot of women. And I don't want nothing happening to the sisters over here who listening to this message. I don't want to see nothing happen to y'all. I don't want y'all to be naive. You can't trust everybody. Spend some time to yourselves. Brothers, crucify the flesh. Don't allow the witches to have you spellbound with lust. Be of good courage. Brothers, do the right thing. Sisters, do the right thing. Treat those how you want to be treated. And also, all of the energy vampires, all the scoffers, all the haters, let them talk. Let them hate on you. Let them speak all manners of evil. Let them dig a grave for themselves. Do not I repeat, do not give them your energy. Do not feed into the rhetoric. Do not feed into the lies. This is what they want from you. The same demons and shadow people that they battling with, they want to cast them on you. Let me tell you something. We in the spirit, so I'm just going to speak for a little long. I'm in the spirit. The shadow beings are tormenting a lot of individuals. And they're tormenting them because they're not fulfilling the mission to destroy you. These people are being tormented. They're going to get more and more bad habits. They're going to have more and more confusion of the mind. They're going to be struck with madness. The spirits, the shadow people are tormenting these people that y'all not paying attention to, that y'all not feeding into. We talking about some of your narcissistic exes that's trying to get back in the picture. You're starving them out. You don't want nothing to do with them. You done moved to another state. You minding your business. You giving your life to the Lord. You're changing. You're starving these people out. And better believe when the chosen removes their presence from certain people, they begin to feel it. Oh, they feel it when you gone. They feel it when you out of there. They're being tormented by these spirits. Allow the spirits to continue to torment them because they're just trying to cast them on you. They're trying to cast them on you. Lately, they've been sending their spirits. They've been sending their shadow people and the shadow demons. They've been sending them. And I've been fighting, y'all. I know I had a lot of brothers and sisters reach out. They was like, yo, Bree, are you good? I know you going against the church. I know you got witches coming up against you, making video content. I know you got a lot going on in your life with the gang stalking and the perps and things like that. Bro, you good? Listen, a lot of people was hitting me up. Listen, I'm great. I'm fantastic. I'm more spiritually aware right now than I was last month before my trip to Liberia. So to answer your question, there's a lot of fighting going on spiritually, and there's a lot of entity and forces trying to shut a brother down. But what it did was it made me more spiritually aware than I was. Which means that it's good for y'all. It's great for y'all because that means it's going to be more spiritual voltage that you signed up for. Because now I'm in that mode where I just keep on blanking out in cold stares and getting all these downloads during the day when I'm out and about moving. I just sit there for a second and the Most High give me more knowledge and more wisdom. You know why? Because the spirits are rising up and there's more to fight against. So to answer your question, I am great. I'm great. I'm not afraid. I'm not timid. I know the Most High is in control. So, you know, understand, man, the battle is real. But we all have those moments where we feel tired. And we pray to the Most High, Lord, I'm tired. I know some of y'all been there where you told the Most High, why all these people? Why, Lord? Why me? Why all these people in the family, friends, colleagues, associates, co-workers? Why every time I'm just trying to walk the narrow path and do what needs to be done, I got these forces of darkness trying to bring me down, trying to stress a brother out, trying to stress a sister out. And you'd be like, Lord, I'm tired. He's like, look, you don't have no time to be tired. That's how he talking to us. Lord, like, you don't have no time to be tired. It's too much work need to be done. You built for this. Brothers and sisters, you are built for this. This is why y'all were born in this time. This is why you're hearing this message at the sound of my voice right now. Listen, this message is permeating through certain brothers and sisters, and it's going to make a dramatic change in their life, and they're going to be able to fight off and ward off spirits with their loved ones. People who coming against them, you know, you'll be able to protect your own family and people that's cool with you. Eye-opening enthusiastic says demonic spirits are roaming the earth, and a lot of these entertainers are straight up possessed. That is true. They are straight up possessed. Yeah, we are born to fight and born to win. I'm telling you. Have no fear at all out here for these entities. And if y'all lay down tonight and you feel something ain't right in your atmosphere, stand up. Get that entity out of your home. Get it out. It's time that you give those demons and spirits an eviction notice. It's time that you get them right on up out of your home. It's time that you fight. It's time that you be fearless. Because the battles that some of you all face while you by yourself, the dominions and powers that you facing while you alone, depending on how you deal with that, is going to hold weight to how you deal with people in the world when you leave out of your home, when there's obstacles that you got to overcome, when there's certain people physically manifesting themselves against you. What you do when you by yourself in your private, the battles you face, a lot can be done in this physical world based on how y'all deal with those situations. Loving Dean says, Bree, tell us your experiences with these things like you were going to. Well, growing up, I was exposed to a lot of witchcraft, which I won't say the person who was doing the witchcraft out of respect, because it just is what it is. But there was a person around me while I was very young who did a lot of witchcraft. I mean, you name it, they done it. Ouija boards, tarot cards, anything you can imagine that is in the lines of New Age. I spent a great deal of my childhood afraid. And growing up, going into teenage years as well, early teen years, there was a lot of spirits that I had to fight. There was a lot of sleep paralysis that took place. I was exposed to things that a child probably shouldn't have been exposed to, and it just created all kind of spirits and shadow demons and archons and different vestals and different celestial beings manifesting themselves to me as a child, and I can see these things. So I've always, to some degree, knew these things existed. So when I speak on it, my experience was coming into this truth, I learned how to fight them. At some point, you get tired of being scared. At some point, you leave the denial of trying to convince yourself that these things don't exist, because that's what Satan wants you to believe. He wants you to think that these things don't exist. But at some point, you come to the realization that, okay, this is real and I got to fight it. And that's the message I was trying to give. The message is, Your mind is not playing tricks on you. It's real. These entities really walk around your home and they try to violate you pretty much. They trying to get inside you straight up. The incubus and succubus is trying to get inside you. Why? Because some of you brothers is looking at Y'all looking at porn all day. You're looking at, you're basically looking at things that are wicked. You're looking at drama all day. Some of you brothers are dealing with synthetic herb. Y'all on that K2. Your mind is just an open portal for all these things. And you don't even realize you a sitting duck and a sitting target. And at some point, people don't even realize when they get inhabited. And they just lie to themselves. And they lie to themselves, but what they do in the physical realm is all evil and all wicked. They can't do nothing but attack others and hate other people. And they walk around negative with a dark cloud. They walk around trying to harm others. And it's like they lost control of who they once were. Why? Because they've been exposed mentally. Some brothers get exposed by just playing video games all day and smoking marijuana all day and drinking all day and entertaining the spirits. You got some of these new ages doing DMT and all kind of drugs and hallucinogens and popping pills and perkies and Vicodins. And let me tell you something. A lot of people in the U.S. are on drugs. A lot of people, most people are on some type of drug. Now, somebody said, what's DMT? DMT is a hallucinogen. But I say that to say this. When you do certain things, you open yourself up for demonic possession. Some people are doing drugs that's opening their mind up as a portal. And spirits are leaping into their pineal gland and they're hallucinating and they're seeing things. That's because you're not supposed to be doing that. So, I mean, it's just real out here, man. The spiritual realm is very real. So you got to be careful what you do. And notice, and I want you to know this too. Balance is important. If you have your turn up sessions, just know that you got to be balanced. Just know that there are certain drugs out here. And I'm speaking of anything that's unnatural. Let me just make this clear. I'm speaking of anything that's unnatural. There's things that can give you a natural high. And if you're going to drink alcohol, you want to do it in a good atmosphere, a good environment, because you are entertaining spirits. You're entertaining spirits, man. Yep, Big Phil, you're right. Once your mind gone, it's a wrap. And yep, watch out for drinks around other people. These people will love to poison you. Yo, Chosen says 3 years clean. Thanks to the Most High, all praises. Yeah, never drink cups that you left around somewhere. People are real savage out here, conniving. But you know what, brothers and sisters, it's always an honor building with y'all. Hopefully y'all gained some insight in this particular broadcast, man. I'm going to be doing more content in regards to the spiritual realm. If y'all like this, man, tap the comment section and tell me what you think about this presentation. If you enjoy the spiritual content, because I got a lot of spiritual things to say. Let me tell you something. It's certain things that I know. It's certain things that I can say. And I don't even know if y'all ready for it. I don't even know if some people are ready for some of the things that that I know. Some things I don't even speak out loud that's spiritual, that the Most High be installing in me and showing me. It's things that I seen that I don't even want to say out loud. Like, you know, I want to be comfortable with people to that point where. And this is why I like being around the Most High's people, man. Like, this is why I like being around people who have dreams. You know what I'm saying? People who are empathetic. People who can feel certain energies. Because I like to be comfortable enough to really tell you some of the things I've seen with my own two eyes. And I can't always do that on social media, you know, on a mainstream level. So I recommend that y'all follow me on Patreon, because I would rather get candid with people over there. With some videos I put out, I am going to put it over there, because I don't want to get candid with the whole social media, because you'll say certain things and they'll just label you crazy. You know what I'm saying? They'll write you off as being like a psychopath. But what I'm saying is, man, the Almighty showed me certain things spiritually. But, you know, I just want to let y'all know, man, it's always an honor to build with y'all, man. Shout out to everybody in the chat. Man, we got so much more to talk about. As the spiritual warfare turns up, there'll be so much more to bring to the table. Look, man, y'all have a blessed one. I want y'all to have a good night. Say your prayers this evening. Sleep well, knowing the Almighty is still giving you a second chance at life. I'll be building with y'all soon. Shalom and peace.